This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to make a big speech tomorrow, one that could conceivably upset a couple of apple carts. Britain's future in the European Union will be the topic at hand, because even though the Brits don't belong to that inner core of European countries that use the euro, the single currency, the eurozone debt crisis is weighing heavily in London, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
He hasn't made it yet, but Cameron's speech has already been hailed a turning point, almost on a par with some other famous utterances in British history.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender.
Churchill in 1940, responding to the threat of a German invasion. And then Margaret Thatcher in 1990, on the prospect of Britain adopting a common European currency.
No! Yeah. No!
Cameron's speech will deal with the same age-old issue. How does Britain keep its European partners at bay? Grant Shapps, chairman of Cameron's Conservative Party, says it's time to renegotiate the terms of Britain's EU membership.
Since Europe itself needs to change because of the euro problems, then surely this is the moment to also put into place a new relationship for Britain in Europe.
Tomorrow, Cameron should spell out which powers he would like to see brought back to Britain from Brussels, like the power to limit the working week. He may also call for a referendum on whether Britain should pull out of the EU altogether. A majority of Brits just might well vote to leave.
We're being ruled too much by Europe, that's the point.
I don't like the way we have lost our sovereignty. If I had the choice today, I would come out. I would say now, come out, and I still believe we can go it on our own.
But I think we should stay in, but on our terms.
Michael O'Brien, Barbara Rawlings and Clive Wood. The danger is that the rest of Europe may not concede any new terms, and Britain might stumble out of the EU. That worries big business. Paul Everett speaks for auto manufacturers.
50% of our exports go to the European market. A strong voice for the UK in Europe is absolutely essential for our future.
And the US is worried too. A senior State Department official said on the record the US would prefer Britain to stay in the EU, earning this rebuke from British lawmaker Peter Bone.
I think she butt out of our affairs. It's nothing to do with the Americans. They ought to concentrate on looking after their own affairs and not meddling with us.
But President Obama has also weighed in with a phone call to Cameron. The US intervention has been welcomed by the opposition Labour Party, and in language now familiar to Americans, Labour's leader said David Cameron is taking Britain to the edge of an economic cliff. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.